friends. It's Liz Berg here at WFMU with another podcast. I'm very excited this week. I'm going to be bringing you a live set of music from a great band from an old home of mine, sort of. I used to live in the Davis-Sacramento area in California. If you couldn't tell by my accent, I'm actually a California native. I've been living here on the East Coast for 10 years, though, so I got a little bit of both coasts. So G Green are from Sacramento, and they're playing some really cool kind of punky pop-ish music with weird, awesome singing and just a good energy. So I think you're really going to enjoy their set of music here on the podcast today. The set was engineered by Richard Rosinkovich, and I want to thank him for doing a great job. And I also just want to point your attention. We're going to hear the set by G Green, and then there's going to be an interview with the band. And they point out a few great Sacramento artists that I think you should check out. The English Singles, if you're into the pop music, or Charles Albright, if you're into the louder stuff. So great. I know Charles Albright is on the Free Music Archive, and you can probably just search for Sacramento on the Free Music Archive and get a lot more info about bands. There's the Malt Duck record label, the Sacramento record label that are out of Sacramento, and just so many great bands. The town of Davis and the city of Sacramento have such a great and rich musical history. It's kind of like impatient, like poppy punk music, but I know pop punk just sounds like a horrible genre name, so let's not even call it that. Just weird music. Other good Sacramento stuff that I think you should check out that's kind of the older vein include the band Four Eyes, the band Ozzy, Duchess of Saigon, the FM Knives, Gnar, No Kill Eye, and the Bananas, just to name a few. Anyway, that's me nerding out on my old college town and college area. With that, I will bring you this live set of music from G Green. I think you will enjoy it, and interview to follow. Take care. Enjoy the podcast this week.
And we're from Northern California.
Thinking a lot about you.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Thank you.
supposed to die this year. I hate everyone. Hate everything. Hate it! Chicken wings. I don't like people drinking out of my water bottle. I was supposed to die this year. I hate everyone. I hate everything. Well, this is our last song. I want to thank Liz, both Liz's, and especially Liz Berg for having us on. And, yep. This is it.
WFMU.
G Green, thank you so much for joining me here on WFMU. That was an excellent set of music, and I'm so glad we had the time to do this today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
All right, Andrew, Simi, Liz, and
Mike.
Yes. Okay. Yes. No. we've got double Liz action today, which is great. But you guys are from Northern California, actually an old stomping ground of mine, the Davis-Sacramento area, which is pretty cool. So I think we should give a shout-out to KDVS right away, which KDVS is my old college station. And who's got a show there right now?
I do. I have a show there.
See me?
Yeah.
Cool. When's your show?
It's Tuesday nights, 8 to 9. It's called Esotericism in the Occult in the Western World.
That's a pretty catchy show title,
just
I must say.
The
But KDVS is a freeform station, and they are great. But let's talk about G Green. So you guys are on tour right now. Where are you heading after New York?
Columbus, and then Carbondale, Illinois, and Lawrence, Kansas.
And then we got to drive like 24 hours to make it home in time for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
like right after the Kansas show.
Yikes. Are you going to make it?
I hope so.
Probably not.
No, we'll make it. I'll drive.
Okay, what's plan B? Where are you going to eat Thanksgiving dinner?
We didn't think of that.
Whole Foods.
Whole Foods. We've eaten at Whole Foods almost every day this tour.
Whole Foods sponsor us.
We're trying to get sponsored, yeah.
Let's talk about the record. It's out on the Mount St. Mountain label, and it is called
Crap Culture,
which I love. tell us about it.
It's a lot of songs that I wrote a long, long time ago, and it was recorded like a year and a half ago by our friend Andy Morin. And at that point, the band was Liz and I, and then Rod Meyer, who was and Eat Skull and the Hospitals, and then this kid Michael, not this Mike. I don't know. It's a lot of old stuff. We actually didn't play anything from it tonight.
I heard a rumor that the band was called Green Green.
Yeah, that
is that
was
what
like,
the other G is that what the first G stands for?
Well, yeah, initially, I guess. But that was before there was ever a band. I did a lot of like bedroom recording and stuff under Green Green, and shortened it after I discovered that there was an anime that had the same, that was called Green Green, so I just shortened it.
Now it means Deep Boon.
Now I don't know what it means.
Can you tell us about other Sacramento Davis bands that are worth checking out, or maybe even just
our friend Screecher bands? They're like the best band in Sacramento. They've been a secret band for like 4 or 5 years, and I forced them to play their first show a year ago, and they actually just recorded a record with Chris Woodhouse. So look
so y'all,
out
y'all
world.
Should jump on that.
They're labels. The best band in Sacramento.
Yeah, we just listened to the recording of their new album that hasn't been released yet.
We got it from them just when we left.
Yeah, and it's really rad. So
they're super goth.
It's goth.
Other than that, there's no one good.
Charles Albright.
Oh, I love Charles Albright.
Oh, yeah, everything Charles does is good.
He has a song called I'm on Drugs.
Yeah.
So great.
Oh, and the English Singles.
Oh, yeah.
Which is Scott Miller from NAR and the Bananas, current band.
Oh, my gosh. You're talking like my college days.
They're still going strong.
That's the best stuff going on now.
That's so great. Oh, man. So how is everybody else doing in the Sacramento area? The Mount St. Mountain label, of course, is run by some superstars.
Yeah, Mark Kaiser and Jay Howell, but they live in L.A., so they don't count anymore.
Oh, who are the new superstars?
Well, Charles runs a label called Sacramento Records. It has some pretty good stuff on it. there's Malt Duck, which is actually Rick Ely's girlfriend's label. She did a 7-inch for G Green a while ago, but she hasn't put anything out in a couple years. Beyond that, I mean, there's like KDVS Recordings putting out cool stuff. That's about it.
Where are people playing shows in Sacramento and Davis now?
Venues keep like closing down and stuff, so mostly in Davis it's just house shows now.
There's some like bars in Sacramento and like a couple houses, but it's actually kind of run kind of dry, which is kind of, I guess, what happens with Sacramento.
Well, Davis this year, there's been like three new show houses.
Yeah,
that have
Davis
opened
is
up.
Like going crazy, and yeah. Sacramento is not.
Wow,
but it's okay. They're super close.
It's fun.
Where's the best show you've had?
Omaha.
Omaha.
Yeah. Omaha, Nebraska.
We love Omaha.
Wow, so what happened?
This dude, Bugs, our friend.
From a cool band, the Yuppies.
Yeah, check out their band, Yuppies, really good.
It was just like in a house, and it was a bunch of kids, and it kind of reminds us of Sacramento in a way, and it was super rad.
We got to play the Digital Leather.
Oh, yeah.
Which was cool.
There was a scabies scare in the house, though, and I'm still, like, itching myself, oh, tweaking out about it.
Yeah.
It was punk.
Punk house.
Wow.
It was cool, though.
It was the most fun show, for sure.
Yeah.
But then also, we just played, like, four shows in a row with Psychedelic Horse Expletive, and that was cool,
ship.
Like, hanging out with
ship.
Them.
Ship. Horse ship.
That was, I mean, yeah, they're cool guys, and that was a lot of fun.
I'm glad they're still playing around. I wish they would come back here. Sometimes they're hard to pull out of Columbus.
Yeah. Originally, they were supposed to come up to New York with us, but they backed out of coming up here, so they're lost.
What other bands have you been playing with?
Well, the other band in Omaha we play with is called Dads, and they're really, really good.
They're great. What was that?
Oh, Crop Keytar Circle. Guy.
Yeah, Cop Circle.
Cop Circle.
With no R. There was like this dorky, like, he looked like he was 16, but I think he was in his
20s. He's older than us.
Yeah, and like he had like beats on his laptop and he was soloing with a keytar over it, and it was amazing.
It was in Denver.
That was in Denver, yeah. He played last and it was amazing. Want to check out his stuff. I think he has stuff online on Bandcamp.
I'm really excited to play with Parquet Courts tonight.
Yeah.
That band, I think, is ruling it. So.
Cool. We should tell people about your websites. Websites.
The best one's just Facebook, I guess.
Facebook.com/ is it G Green Band?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No period. Just G G R E E N Band. And there's like a Bandcamp that's kind of useless.
And then you have a Tumblr too. You're everywhere.
There's Twitter.
Oh, we got a cool
Yeah, we
Twitter.
All have Twitters.
We're
so
really
all.
Good at Twitter now.
There's a G Green Band Twitter, but that's just me, and it's pretty stupid.
He retweets Pokemon.
So follow that for all the cool updates.
Yeah. Nice.
All the Pokemon updates.
Do you guys have any parting words for the WFMU audience?
Donate money because they need it.
Yeah, these guys need help, and they're really rad, so please donate.
It's really cute here.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You want to keep the station around for sure, so yeah, help them out.
Thank you, guys.
That's very sweet. And thanks for stopping by. Thanks for making time for us. I'm so glad
it worked out.
All right, take care. G Green.
Bye.
All right.